Hey guys, welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the podcast that is 100% advertiser friendly and should always be monetized. Good one. Appropriate for the context of this show.
It's appropriate, yes.
So one of the themes running through this podcast is going to be some recent
YouTube news. I feel like, oh man, I feel bad because like we've been hitting a lot of new YouTube news lately, but there's just been so many things.
And it is our life. And if you guys are watching this, you guys probably watch YouTube too. And
that
I think
it's
that
affecting you
this
also.
Is going to continue to affect content creators in this field. Basically, three YouTubers created a video where they looked at a whole bunch of words and how YouTube's robots behind the scenes like interpret those words and what is demonetized and all of that.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about that some. And also,
then we're going to turn it into a game called Demonetized or Not.
where Caitlin will ask me a few words and I'll try to guess which one is will demonetize your video instantly and which are safe and approved.
Yes.
but first we have a few what's new updates.
Yes.
One of the biggest things affecting us and other content creators that you might be watching is the removal of the real-time subscriber count.
Which we talked about recently, and we talked about it in sort of a like, man, this is kind of annoying because we like seeing those daily numbers, like by the hour.
It's because we're addicted to it.
It's because we're addicted to it.
It's like a drug that we're just like continuing to consume, and we get that dopamine. I'm getting into it a little bit.
It's not just that though, but it's like one of the reasons or one of the things about it is it's like a gamble every time.
Yeah.
Because you're not only looking at your own by the hour numbers, you look at other people's by the hour numbers. And so you're like, well, how are like my peers doing over here and how are my peers doing over there? And so it's a gamble. Sometimes you look and you're doing like better than them and you're like, you know what? I'm doing pretty darn good.
Doing pretty good.
But you look at someone else, and you're doing much worse than them. And you're like, my channel sucks. It's terrible. And so it's like, sometimes it's a dopamine hit. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah. And I think in general, I think that there's a large group of people that are very vocal that they dislike it.
Yeah.
And
they
dislike the change. They want the real-time subscriber count to be brought back. And there's like...
I mean, we kind of shared the same sentiment.
But like still, if you go on Twitter, if you go onto YouTube's like main account, really, I mean, like if you want to get how people are feeling about YouTube, just go to any YouTube post and it's going to be filled up with people with everyone is complaining about YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
But people are still wanting it back. But I think our conclusion, how it has personally affected the two of us, which doesn't mean that's how it's affected other people, but for the two of us, we check so much less. I haven't looked into it in like days.
Yeah, I haven't checked our sub count in days. And it's not just because we can't. Like we can still on the back end see our exact sub count number. It just doesn't tell you by the hour how many you've gained that hour. You know, you would have to like do some math in your head or track it yourself. But we don't even like check the number as much anymore. Like we still could get a daily total from YouTube. That's easy.
And we still want to do well. We still want to win at this game that we're playing. I mean, it's not really a game and there's no winning because it goes on forever and there's no like, congrats.
There's no finish line.
There's no finish line. But like, you know, we still want to like do well and do the best that we can. But I think that's the thing. Like if we are just doing the best that we can at all times, then we can just say we're winning as much as we can.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's a kind of a healthy approach to take. You know, it's like
I've become less obsessed with it.
I have become so much less obsessed. I don't even know how we have done in the past period of time. And I kind of want to keep it that way. I kind of almost don't want to look.
I know. Part of me, because we haven't looked in several days. And it was especially because we took a buffer week.
Oh, and that's painful.
Like the last week was a buffer week. And we always get fewer subs on a buffer week, which makes sense. We're not putting out a video.
And buffer weeks are good for our mental health. But sometimes
bad for our mental health when we're obsessing over how many less subs we get.
And if during the buffer week we're still looking at our sub count every single day and it's painful, like how much better is it for our mental health to take a little bit of like a get ahead period of time?
You can't say the word mental health. That's a demonetizable word.
What?
I know.
What?
Sorry, we'll get more to that later.
That's insane.
I know, right?
So it can't be in the title. I mean,
I think you can say it.
But also it's like, I think that there's some thoughts on this list, whereas if these words are very heavily featured in the very beginning of your video, it can demonetize the video too.
Oh, like in your closed captions?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people change their closed captions to not say what they're saying.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, especially when people like curse, they'll put a different word.
Tricky.
Yeah, I've done it for something too. I don't remember what it was. Yeah. Oh, I think I turned, because we would say like, oh my God, and I turned it to, oh my gosh, just in case.
Just in case. Who knows?
I don't want to offend anyone. Yeah.
And, you know, the podcast, who cares? You know, it'll be what it'll be. And there's enough words in here to clutter everything up.
Yes.
But I think that, like, in general, the change has been a good one. And that makes me kind of rethink, would it be good to hide the likes on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter?
Is that still something that is being discussed?
Yes.
Hasn't been nixed?
It hasn't been nixed.
Okay, so just to update, if we haven't talked about it before, if you guys didn't know, Instagram, is it Facebook also?
Facebook also, yeah. They're testing it in Australia right now.
Oh, they're testing removing likes from photos. So like you can see it on the back end, but it's not public. So you're not comparing yourself to others.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because I still do that on Instagram.
I know.
Like when I look at ours and I will like look at another content creators and I'll compare.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not above that. Well, I'll admit that.
I mean, because we don't have, there's not like a...
There's not like a grade. It's not like Instagram saying, you get an A, your channel and your profile are doing well.
Yeah. Good so there's job. No other way to know if you're doing it right other than comparing yourself.
And at the same time, I mean, like comparing us to someone else is like comparing an apple to a pineapple. You know?
Or like an apple to like a football.
That's a better analogy. Because they're completely different.
Yeah. And like someone could be the same size as you on Instagram, but their full-time thing is Instagram and they're going to get way more engagement, you know, or whatever the thing is.
And different people use different platforms for different things. It's a wild west. No one knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, some people know what they're doing, but like
there's no rules. Except there's no the rules that are in place.
Yeah.
Like FTC rules and stuff like that.
But I think that like that my experience with YouTube hiding the sub count makes me more receptive to the other platforms
the hiding things. The interesting thing is you would think, wouldn't that make us like not compare ourselves to other creators on like Instagram, for example? Or do you think it's just because like we're scrolling on Instagram, you can't help but see the amount of likes it has?
I can't help. And because it's there, because it's public, I'll do it.
Yeah.
All like, I wonder how we're doing compared to this person.
Yeah.
I do. Do you do that too?
Yeah, I've done it before.
But like, if that option was taken away from us, would be like, I know we could compare ourselves to ourselves.
But interestingly, like, I don't do that on Twitter. I know you do sometimes. On Twitter, I don't do that all. Twitter's like our smallest platform, and I enjoy Twitter.
I enjoy Twitter so much.
And so, like, I have no idea how many followers we have on Twitter. I can tell you what we have on YouTube and Instagram, but I can't tell you on Twitter.
But like also like we're still like I'm still trying to find like our feet. I'm still trying to find our voice on Twitter. Do we like post personal things? Do we post updates on the projects? Is there a mix? Do we post funny memes? Do we post like funny things we find? You know, I'm still finding that voice. And sometimes we get like more likes and now we're going through a period of less likes on Twitter. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I don't know.
Whereas I'm like, Twitter's fun.
Twitter's fun. Let's just do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, I generally on social media, I'm kind of like, about likes and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's not, it's, there's not too much reason to stress on it because we don't do like,
we don't monetize
sponsor ads on Twitter. Occasionally we do it on Instagram, but only when a sponsor that we're already working with on a video is like, hey, can you guys throw in an Instagram post?
And then it feels like kind of natural, you know, it's like, it's part of our content we're making anyways. Yeah.
But that's not my point. My point is like, we shouldn't worry about them because they don't, like the number is just like a vanity number.
Yeah. But I don't know.
It's also like a number of how good you're doing at it.
I'll admit it's like, yes, it is a little bit of a vanity number, but it also is like a grade. It's like the public is grading you.
Yeah.
And you know, we both like good grades.
That's true.
And I think that's part of it. Like, because I'm trying to be honest with myself. Am I vain? I don't know, but I don't really think so in terms of that.
Like, I don't think so because when we, like, before we were doing social media for business, I can't tell you, like, how many likes my pictures got.
No.
I don't know, like 8? I don't know.
No, I think that we are looking at them as a grade.
Yeah, it's a grade.
And I think that that's why we get kind of, sucked into like the like beast. I mean, I think that we are like chatting with Simone at Maker Faire Bay Area, and she was like, "Don't let the beast eat you," or something like that. Because yeah. I think everyone understands, like all content creators understand, like. Even without context, they would understand what that sentence means, mm-hmm. and the temptation to give in to like the beast yeah. and letting it take over your life and like trying to feed it or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Trying to feed the beast.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah, this is all about the truncated sub count going away and our yeah. thoughts on it.
Speaking of feeding the beast,
yes,
we recently tried to feed ourselves a Popeye's chicken sandwich after everything online.
Okay, like, so I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this thing that's going around on the internet, because we are consumers of internet culture now, but like
yeah, but apparently like also out of date consumers of internet culture. So yeah, there's a whole thing where Popeyes announced a chicken sandwich and started like kind of fake Twitter beef with Chick-fil-A, and yeah. there was back and forth and this and that, and everyone's been like
comparing
them and posting about it and making videos about it. And like I was just like, because I'm like, we like Chick-fil-A food, and it's not that we don't like Popeyes food, I just hadn't been to a Popeyes in a really long time, so I was like, I mean, I'm sure it's fine, but I didn't really think too much about it. And then we were listening to the H3 podcast, and they ate them on the podcast and like reacted live, and I was like, I have to try the Popeye's chicken. I was like, I'm so susceptible to food marketing, even though they weren't trying to market yeah. it. It's just, it's like watching, or it's like driving on the highway and you see a billboard for McDonald's fries and you're like, I need fries now. Like, that's my brain. And I was like, I got to try this Popeye's chicken sandwich.
But it's so interesting from a marketing perspective what Popeye's did. They started a fight with their competitor who like, and like, it's such a good marketing campaign because it's pretty much free and everyone loves like this weighing versus in. This and weighing in. Everyone yeah. wants to do it.
Yeah.
And then like it's a free viral marketing campaign. It's like
so good.
It's genius.
Yeah, so smart.
And here we are perpetuating.
We're marketing for them right now.
We're part of the system, Caitlin.
This is not sponsored by Popeyes.
Part of the system.
I know. But yeah, so we were like, after listening to that podcast, we're a little behind on the podcast, but after listening, I was like, we should go try it. We should just go try it. So we were actually on our way to dinner, going somewhere else, when I brought it up. And we were like, let's turn the car around. So we turned the car around.
We literally, like, we're literally, on ramp to a freeway. And
instead,
we
did a U-turn.
U-turned. And then
and we didn't even, like, know where Popeyes was near us. So we're, like, looking it up. Like,
Caitlin's,
okay,
like,
go
Googling
here.
It.
And so we're so excited. And we're like, we had heard that they had run out in some locations. And we're like,
but Houston's a big city.
Yeah,
you know?
Houston's so big. Like I'm sure they have them here. And so we get there, we're like, yeah. And as soon as we get in, there's all these giant signs saying that there's none. And we were very sad.
Apparently,
they'll be back November 1st. So it's in our calendar to try it. We'll let you guys know.
We'll let you guys know. There will be an update. Stay tuned for the reveal.
You just got to wait 1 month.
Because we are chicken connoisseurs, evidently, now.
Apparently.
And our opinion matters.
It matters to us.
Well, another interesting news thing that I have kind of been like... It has been consuming my life recently.
It has. Was the beast eating you? Wait, what was the analogy you were using? Were you
feeding the beast? But as you guys know, we started a gaming. Well, we started a Twitch channel, and we streamed there. Then we were like, oh, we should put highlights on YouTube, and so we did that. But then,
so that was the gaming channel.
That's our gaming channel. But then we got some requests for the full stream, uncut versions to be uploaded to YouTube. So we started doing that to Evan and Caitlin
gaming
as unlisted videos and kind of hiding them and making them publicly available, but like kind of hidden.
Because it made the video feed really messy, and we didn't want people getting all these notifications of uncut, you know, 2 to 3 hour long videos if what they signed up for was like 15 minute highlights.
Long story short, we launched our fifth channel, and I think that we announced that we were going to do that on the last podcast, but we have done it. All of the videos are up there. It has been an endeavor. Uploading all of them and doing all the thumbnails and the captions and the playlist and linking it. Like,
and just when you're dealing with 2 to 3 hour pieces of content, like we would re-export them because there's, at the beginning of stream, there's like a bit where it just says stream starting soon for like a couple minutes. And we didn't want that in every video. So we had to re-export them, which takes a long time. We had to upload them, which again, we talked about this on the live podcast, but we like maxed out our internet. But it's done.
It's done. And I think it's really exciting because it'll allow us to, you know, get plays out earlier. Like if there's a game that just launched, we can like play it and upload it and like beat the system and get it out there soon. And and you know, it's a better viewer experience than Twitch,
Which is really hard to navigate for like past streams.
Well, plus like there's some websites that I go to that embed Twitch streams, like Twitch highlights, and sometimes the like the bandwidth from Twitch on those is like horrible. I'm like trying to play a video and it like takes so long to load and it's buffering, and then I scroll down and I'm like, is it my internet speed? I click a YouTube video and it's like bing bing bong bong, let's play right away. And Twitch must every now and then be experiencing like bandwidth issues, which is why like YouTube is just killing it on the video space. Because I mean, this is an interesting thing. I started Evan and Caitlin Gaming Uncut, and it's a brand new channel, and here I am uploading hundreds of gigabytes worth of data.
So many hours.
And YouTube is just taking it. They're not asking anything from me as a brand new channel.
Yeah.
And they're just hosting it all, which is like really expensive and really hard for anyone to compete with.
Yeah.
Because YouTube just like does that.
Yeah, they
can
just do it.
And that's insane. Anyone can just upload hours and hours and hours of footage, even if YouTube has no confidence that anything good is going to happen.
Yep.
One thing that was interesting, though, is they were slower to load. The videos worked. The videos totally worked.
You think
like,
it's because they're longer videos, though?
I think it's just because the channel has lower priority.
Mm.
I think that those videos are in cold storage, whereas videos that are being accessed all the time, they get duplicates made live. Because, like, think about it. Like, Shane, just like the night we're recording this, Shane has launched his Shane Dawson has launched his second video, and I bet that's going to get 30 million views within a couple days.
Yeah.
Now, if YouTube only has one copy of that video on their servers, it's going to fail. And YouTube doesn't want to fail because YouTube wants to play those ads. Mm-hmm. And I bet for a channel like Shane's, that channel has an estimated view per video. So YouTube is going to pre-duplicate that video, and it's going to have like 100 or 1,000 copies of that video on hundreds of servers all across the world in advance.
Yeah.
So when he launches it, the system knows to do that.
Because of his expected view count.
Yeah, but our video that we uploaded that has no views from a brand new channel, they're only going to have one copy of that on a slower server in Antarctica. not really, but like, you know, like the way these servers work, you know, I think they can scale and they can duplicate those videos pretty quick, but it's
That's
not instantaneous.
That's
they have to pre-predict how many views a video is going to get. And that's a tough thing from an infrastructure standpoint.
Yeah.
Which is why YouTube is killing it and no one can compete.
Yes,
it's like, I like YouTube. I love that they provide us with this service, but I think that like competition in the marketplace leads to innovation. And really, YouTube has like
no competition.
YouTube has no competition, you guys.
I mean, there's been speculations that like maybe Facebook can start something competing.
Maybe Amazon started this, guys. I don't know if you know, but Amazon started a short clip thing. You can apply. You can get. We could start a like series on Amazon.
But here's what would have to happen.
Because Amazon is Amazon, and it's like everything. And to get to the videos, you need to go to like a subsection of Amazon and like filter it and finding
it's
impossible.
But it also doesn't make sense for them financially to make it its own separate thing that has all these marketing dollars behind it, unless enough people are on it. And the only way they're going to get enough people on it is to pull a like. Who was it that stole Ninja?
Mixer.
They're going to have to pull a Mixer. They're going to have to like pay a bunch of the top creators to
just get Jen over there.
Well, they're going to need more.
Yeah, more.
They're
going
to need a lot.
And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Because like people's whole careers are on YouTube.
Exactly.
Like the bigger you get on YouTube, the more you're like cross-linked. The more you're like tied in.
Yeah.
Like leaving YouTube when you've been on there for 8 years would be way more painful, I think, than Twitch and to Mixer, because those are live. You know, it's like
the same...
everything going forward, that's the only thing that matters. Your past catalog doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, but YouTube, your past catalog is huge.
And like, if you stop creating content for that channel, then your past catalog is gonna like and crash
potentially. I mean, I don't know,
it could.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy. What were we talking about? Not that we go on content on tangents that much. YouTube. Ooh. Oh yeah, the Gaming Uncut. Oh yeah, and then the how they hosted all this content with very like with no reason to get have faith in us, to have faith in that new channel.
Yeah.
But I do kind of wish that on YouTube you could create one channel that has like monetization enabled, and you can create sub channels from that channel.
Yeah.
That are instantly monetized because it's the same creator and everything, although that might get abused. I could see it getting abused. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, and I know people are going to be like, well, that's what playlists are for.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, the reason we couldn't just have like a Evan and Caitlin Gaming with an Evan and Caitlin Uncut playlist is like, we would want to have playlists within the playlists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we want to have a Minecraft Uncut and a Unraveled Uncut and
yeah.
all these different things. And it gets just starts getting messy.
But also, like, if you, the listener, likes our uncut, then you might subscribe for that content. But if you only like the edited stuff, you won't want notifications for each. And we want to send out notifications for both types of content, because when we stream, the very next day, we're going to publish the uncut version of that stream for anyone who wants it right away. And we want that notification to go out, but we don't want to be sending out all these notifications because then people are going to turn off notifications. So it's just like a struggle that I've seen so many channels struggle with. I mean, Philip DeFranco started his podcast on one of his like three or four channels.
Yeah, and like DeFranco Does or something.
DeFranco Does, and
then like, he was like, oh, this needs to be its own channel, and he made its own channel, but the first few episodes are on a different channel, not the A Conversation With podcast channel.
So I think it's a struggle that so many people it's a difficulty that lots of YouTubers struggle with. And I think it also restricts the type of content that people can make.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we could launch different types of content with different expectations, I think we might, you know, it would be easier for us to start a Evan and Caitlin cooking channel. Not that we are going to start a cooking channel, but like, or if we wanted to do like a Evan reviews technology and Caitlin doubtfully
says it's too expensive.
Evaluates the cost of them. You know, if we wanted to like do experiments like that in the future, like we wouldn't want to put them on one of our channels where that doesn't fit. But starting a new channel is so painful that
yeah, and it's like if you're not going to commit to that concept of tech reviews or cooking or whatever, then it's like why go through the trouble of starting the channel if you're not going to be doing them, you know, at least a couple times a month.
So we don't obviously know what the answer is, but yeah. I wish that there was a little bit more flexibility there, even if it was like you could subscribe to a playlist.
I think that would be interesting if like when you click subscribe, maybe by default you were subscribed to the whole channel.
Yeah.
But then if there were like when you got notifications that there are certain types of videos that you didn't want to be subscribed to, you could unsubscribe to that playlist. Now that would require the content creator to make
have playlists
and have them be organized in a way that makes sense to people.
Yeah.
But that would be interesting.
Or like if you don't want to subscribe to the channel, you could just go down to the playlist and subscribe to those playlists.
Yeah. Like maybe I want to watch Brad videos and Claire videos, but I don't want the actual like cooking tutorial videos on Bon Appetit.
That'd be great. I want to subscribe to, It's Alive with Brad and,
the like Gourmet Makes series. Yeah.
I'd love to just subscribe to those.
Maybe I don't want all of them. Maybe there's a couple more I want to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I want Back to Back Chef.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is. But that would be an interesting way to do it also.
Yeah. Because like when you're DVRing shows, you can choose like watch or record all of Mythbusters or whatever. You don't need to subscribe to like all of
all
Science
of
Channel. All of Discovery Channel. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. So main topic time.
Yes.
The Nerd City video. So Nerd City, if you guys haven't ever encountered the channel, it's a really interesting channel. And like Caitlin and I kind of like say he's kind of like the YouTuber's YouTuber. He kind of does things so well. When I watch his videos, I just get so pumped. I'm like, oh man.
Like his editing is so good. Like his style is so unique.
His story.
His storytelling, the way he presents information is just really compelling and intriguing. Like even if this stuff doesn't affect you at all, like this kind of behind the scenes YouTube stuff, it's just so interesting to watch.
Yeah.
The videos, like yeah. the style is so cool. He like deserves so many more subs.
He deserves so many more subs than he has. But one of the first time he came to our attention, I believe it was for the Hidden Codes.
The Hidden Codes.
So back probably like a year ago, if you right clicked on a YouTube video webpage and you said you clicked on see browser source, in the code of that YouTube video, it had like codes in it, and the codes were tagged something like exclude ads or something like that, or like
I don't remember the exact wording. Basically, there's a section on that source code where there were certain numerical codes that
were like flags for certain types of content.
They represented different things that could get you demonetized. And this happened, this video came out after our propane cannon, which was our first demonetized video. And we had like the next 10 or so videos get demonetized after that. And so we were like, what's going on? And then we saw that there were overlapping tags in the demonetized videos. And so
and we were like, what does this code mean? YouTube, tell us what this means. Like we would avoid it if you told us.
Yeah. But so he does a lot of videos like that. But the latest one is, I mean, he hits a few different topics.
Yeah.
I think the one that we're going to, at least that the game is based on, is like this demonetized words list. And what was that? Asilo? Is that the name of the other guy?
We'll link all of the names down in the description below. But basically, when you're trying to figure out how an algorithm works, if you can just see what the rules of the algorithm are, you can kind of understand what it's looking for and what it's prioritizing. But YouTube obviously can't show anyone what their black box is deciding on. But basically, another way to understand a black box is to look at the in and out. And if you give it enough ins and enough outs, then you can kind of look for patterns. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the patterns that came out were, some were very obvious, you know, profane words and stuff like that. Some look bad for YouTube, and some were just completely confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's this huge list of words.
Was it like 10,000?
It was definitely in the thousands of words, and some are marked green, as in they're good, and some are marked yellow, as in you will get demonetized, and then some have little asterisks by them saying you can get demonetized like with when certain other conditions are met, and this word is used.
And basically, to like make it like even out the playing field on the video, basically they just uploaded 2 seconds of content of like almost nothing, and they just, all they did is change the title. So it's like if they uploaded, we had, I'm not trying to think of like a word that's fine, but.
Not a, like a word that's fine that shouldn't get flagged but did get flagged.
I'll do this.
Mental health. It's like,
okay. Oh yeah, mental health. Yeah.
Yeah. If you uploaded a video saying I'm going to take a mental health break from my channel.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a month. Then theoretically, like that would get demonetized. But if you changed it to I'm going to take a happy break from my channel instead of a mental health break from my channel, then that wouldn't get demonetized.
Or if you publish a video called I'm gay. That would get demonetized, but if you said I'm happy,
then it won't.
Then it won't.
Yeah.
And that just like, whew, that kind of goes against a lot of things that YouTube is saying.
Is saying that they stand for.
And you know, like YouTube isn't necessarily, and what they said is, look, we don't have a list of words that are bad and that will demonetize the video, which technically is correct because they don't have a list. But what they do have is an algorithm that consistently flags certain words as demonetized or monetized.
Taught. By like actions that happen. And so one of the arguments of the video is that even if there's not like a strict policy in place saying like, well, this word has to be flagged, what's happening is when things are being sent for manual review, they're being sent to places all over the world and there's different viewpoints all over the world about what's appropriate and what's not. So if there's enough people that mark certain terms inappropriate, then the algorithm thinks like, well, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know?
And one thing that Philip DeFranco touches on in his videos, I mean, he touches on a lot of news, a lot of controversy, a lot of things that are, you know, blowing up in the moment. And oftentimes those are very controversial. So Philip DeFranco's videos often get demonetized. Yeah. He says the majority of his videos get demonetized just because he touches on all these controversial things. And a lot of words in the list are words that got flagged for recent controversies and events, because
pretty sure the word controversy is flagged.
Oh my god.
The word allegation was flagged.
What? So lots of news words.
Lots of news type words.
Also what's super surprising is lots of location words.
Yeah.
Like New Zealand and North Dakota and all sorts of
This is interesting. This is gonna be like my example for the game.
Uh-huh.
North Carolina and South Carolina flagged. Bad.
Oh, wow.
North Dakota, South Dakota. Okay, good. So, like, YouTube likes the Dakotas and not the Carolinas.
Well, so there must be some news thing that's going on there where, like, bad stuff is happening and YouTube, like,
I will say, reading the word list, because I prepped for the game later so yeah. I can, like, quiz Evan, there's a lot of terms that I have never heard before.
A lot of like bad words.
Oh, bad words.
Oh, bad words.
Oh, bad words. Or just clever have to, like, combinations of like a bad word plus a not bad word, and I'm like, that's a funny insult.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's interesting. Oh, we can't yeah. we can't my share
game,
any of them.
My game is just the like PG versions of words I could choose.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that one thing that I liked about the Nerd City videos, he didn't just say like, here's a problem that we found. Wow, this is bad. I'm sad. You know, he kind of like threw out a few suggestions on how to kind of like change the narrative around monetized and all of this. And I think that one thing that's really interesting is, look, the ad that plays before these videos is targeted to you, the person that's listening or watching. Like, the ads aren't a reflection of the content you're about to watch. They are a reflection of the watcher, because that's who they're targeting. Mm-hmm. They're not
literally how it works. Yeah,
they're not targeting the content. They're targeting the watcher. Mm-hmm. And I think that if word can spread and if understanding can spread that this ad that played before this controversial content, they're not connected.
It's not linked to the content.
It's not linked to the content.
No.
You know, and it's like, hey, company, your ad was playing next to this bad video. And like,
it's like, why are you watching that bad video?
Yeah, why are you watching that bad video? You know, this is you are watching the video, and the ad was targeting you. So it's like dissociating the two.
If you're mad about it, that just means you're saying that you're a bad person, and that ad shouldn't be associated with you.
Yeah, or whatever the situation is. Yeah. But I think that like, that's a really really good point.
Yeah,
and I don't know why there isn't more awareness being spread of that, especially like by YouTube.
Company education to the advertisers.
Yeah.
Because that would make YouTube's life a lot easier.
Because in a way, it's like, you know, I think that with traditional media, if an ad played before a show, they were able to watch that show. They kind of like are associating themselves with the show.
Yeah, it was pre-vetted.
It was pre-vetted. And like, if you know, Coca-Cola is able to play right before... What's that Handmaid's Tale?
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale. It's like, I'm not sure. I think Handmaid's Tale is on like Hulu or something. So there's no Coca-Cola ad.
I like how you used a show that we've not watched.
But like, I heard that there's bad things in the Handmaid's Tale, which like,
it's Handmaid's Tale. There's not plural hands. It's not Handmaid's.
The handmade crocheting show. There were hands make things. Handmade show.
It is handmade.
Oh, it is handmade.
You said Handmaid's.
You know, I hear that there's bad and like there's very controversial like shows like that. Like, you know, advertisers are like, yeah, let's put our ads in front of that. But if like if that same content was on YouTube or on YouTube, that would not be monetized, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's very interesting to me.
Because
sponsors have more to do with TV and choosing to do that than they do with YouTube.
Yeah.
So I feel like there should be more burden on sponsor, you know, like ads before TV than there is for YouTube. But instead, on YouTube,
because the
outrage is like immediate and so big.
Yeah, but obviously, like the advertiser doesn't have control, like fully. They have like they can choose some metrics, but. I mean, oh, maybe they can pick, like, put me here, but they probably have to pay more. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't actually know how it works either.
We're all speculating.
We're speculating.
But, yeah, I did think it was cool that he offered some, like, advice and stuff. Or, like, ways to move forward.
Yeah. Okay, then you know what time it is?
It's game time.
It's game time. Okay. Caitlin prepared everything, so I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm not going to look at the list because she has prepared some things. And I think that you guys are already, like, in the know on what the game is, so we won't explain it again.
Did we explain it? It's called Demonetized or Not. And I'm just going to say words. I tried to group them in interesting ways.
Okay.
Sometimes I might give you one word, and you guess if it's demonetized or not. Sometimes I might give you a list of words, and you say which one is demonetized.
Oh.
Sometimes there's two. You got to guess what's what.
I like this.
Okay.
Games within games.
Games within games. Okay.
The Game Master, Caitlin.
And you guys can play along. What a fun game. Okay, you ready? Don't look.
I'm not.
Okay, I already used my North Carolina, South Carolina, North Dakota, South Dakota. Okay. Here's two words. I'm not going to tell you if they're both the same thing or if they're different. One is shocking. The other is emotional. And I chose those two because those are often used in titles.
No way. Emotional?
Shocking. Emotional.
Okay. Emotional is monetized. Shocking is demonetized.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Because no one does. So many people do emotional.
Emotional.
And if emotional was the trigger, so many people wouldn't be doing that. Emotional. Yeah. But I think that makes sense. Shocking. Because who would use shocking in a title, like, in a real way?
No, I mean, if you're like...
Shocking scientific discoveries. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like, I went to go see how Pringles were made, and it was shocking.
I'd watch that video. That's a good video.
I'm just thinking about Claire's Pringle making video again. Okay.
Should we title this the Shocking Podcast?
No, because then we're going to get demonetized. Okay. this is kind of in the same vein. Satisfying.
Monetized.
Nope.
What? Like, think of like all the satisfying, like, slime tutorials?
Satisfying slime. Satisfying ASMR. But I'm sure that there's like... That this is one that made me think, like, it can't just always be instant demonetization. No, wait, no.
This is a caveat that, and we don't have the exact numbers here, but like the people who gave this a score of like 0 to 1, and 0 always means like always monetized. This is a fully safe word. 1 means this is always demonetized. And but, like, you know, if it's green if it's 0, but if it's anywhere on the scale of, like, potentially demonetizable, it's yellow.
Yeah.
You know, so some of these, the bot might need some more context.
It's like, I think some instances where, like, if every single word is a demonetized word, you'll get demonetized, but if it's just, like, one and the other words are green.
Shocking, satisfying experiments. Two strikes,
yeah. Yeah, what about our the video we just put out, the million layer clay video? That was a shocking, satisfying experiment.
Yeah.
But if we titled it that, pew, pew, we'd be demonetized.
That'd be sad.
It'd be sad. Okay. here's a few that I'm going to give to you in a group. Dr. Dre, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Phil.
What? Dr. Pepper, safe. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre, demonetized. Dr. Phil, safe.
They're all safe.
Oh, what? That was good.
I knew you'd think like one was demonetized. Okay.
You are so clever. It's like,
thank you.
It's like we were playing this game the other day called What the Golf, and they kept on like changing the rules, and you just never know what was going to happen.
Caitlin, I'm What the Golfing you.
You are What the Golfing me.
Okay. Okay. Coffin.
Demonetized.
It's demonetized. Wow. It's interesting. Anything
what if there's like a woodworker who wanted to make a coffin?
Or I thought of Simply's video where she made the hollow coffin.
And Simply has said that her videos have gotten demonetized before.
That's true.
Multiple videos.
Yeah, I thought of her video.
Maybe because she says peel porn.
She does say peel porn.
And for those of you who don't know, Simply Nailogical, Christine peels her nails off.
That sounds gross. Oh. That sounds like she's peeling her actual nails off. Okay. No, she does a peel-off base coat so that she can peel off her nail polish.
Her nail polish.
Just peel her nails off. Oh, God.
That would be demonetized.
Okay. But yeah, pretty much everything I saw that was death-related, like dead, dying, eulogy, funeral.
Wow.
Yeah. But coffin was interesting just because it made me think of the Simply Not Logical video.
Wow.
So,
Caitlin, you're going to have to do the titles from now on because, like, you have the knowledge of the demonetized words.
I know. Acne, zit, skin cancer, cancer.
Acne, demonetized. Zit, demonetized. Skin cancer, safe. Cancer, safe.
Acne, demonetized. Zit, safe, which is weird.
What?
Because, like, it is... I don't understand. I don't understand. skin cancer, monetized. Cancer is context sensitive. What? Some cancers are monetized and some are demonetized. It was like half-half in the list I looked at.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So like, and same with a lot of like medical terms. Medical terms were like all over the place. Brain tumors, good. Breast cancer, bad. Arthritis, bad. Indigestion, good. Explosive diarrhea, bad.
Shocking.
Shocking. Explosive diarrhea. Satisfying experiment.
Shockingly satisfying explosive diarrhea. Demonetized forever. Your whole channel gets a strike.
Yeah, this is how to ruin your channel. Okay.
So you're so red.
Picturing it.
Oh, actually. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. Dozens? Dozen.
What? Okay, dozen safe, dozens demonetized.
So wait, you said it so fast. Those plural?
Dozen is okay. Dozens demonetized.
You're right. What made you think that?
Because it's clickbaity. I always think, what's the clickbaity thing? Because like, dozens, like who, like...
That could be a lot.
But, like, most people who are being, like, serious would, like, say the number or be more specific or something. Like, dozens seems like an exaggerated term.
Interesting.
You know? And I think that, like, one thing, the reason why I think I've been able to choose some of these, and, you know, I could just be, like, saying, oh, I understand this to some small degree, and then all the rest I get wrong. But I think the reason why I have some confidence in this is... The way the bot is trained, and I think that we experienced some small part of this wave, but basically, when the apocalypse hit, YouTube just started demonetizing everything. Mm-hmm. Anything that it thought might be dangerous got demonetized. And then they hired tens of thousands of humans to review all these demonetized videos. Dozens of thousands of people to review this. And these people would watch the video and they would say, is this a good video or is this a bad video? And that trains the algorithm. Mm-hmm. So if there's one term that got used again and again and again and again on these clickbaity or inappropriate or low content or whatever like that.
Clickbaity is not, there's plenty of stuff that's clickbaity that is
misleading.
Monetized.
Purposely misleading.
If it was purposely misleading, yeah.
Yeah. Or like people trying to spam or people trying to like
game
the system. Because YouTube doesn't like people gaming the system. Mm-hmm. And that's why everyone who is not gaming the system is paying. Like there's this one channel who, sorry, I'm kind of like jumping back a few topics. But like an interesting example of how like this YouTube robot like purge is hurting some creators who are really making a good go at things. A lot of channels try to like spam YouTube with a whole bunch of content by using robo readers. So what they do is they like type up like a text or, mm-hmm. and then they just put like bad pictures behind it and they can batch out hundreds of videos per hour, perhaps from all these content sites and upload them to all these channels. And they're flooding YouTube with this low content clickbaity type things for one reason or another. And, so YouTube shut all that down and it says like any content that has the robot voice as the majority of the channel gets shut down. And you know, one channel that was hurt, there's a history channel that kind of has an AI as a personality. And they put all this time, research, everything into this content. It's highly produced, multiple people, there's animators, and their main character is this robotic voice.
Oh my god.
Because it's like it's an AI channel that's like reviewing history or something. But because they're using a robot voice as the main voice, all of their videos are getting demonetized because YouTube thinks that they're low effort videos. Even though people put so much time into it.
That's crazy. I mean, I understand like why they were trying to crack down on the other things and why they might put that rule in place, but it's like
there's unintended consequences, you know, crazy. There's innocent bystanders to
what if we get flagged because of the supervisor's voice?
Majority of the content.
Where is Goop?
Where is Goop? We're just using such a high quality voice synthesizer. Yes.
I mean, it's not a synthesizer. It's actually her talking.
It is.
Where is Goop?
YouTube. Trust us.
Okay. You ready for some more?
Ready for some more.
Caca, crap, pee pee, poop.
All of them are monetized.
They're all demonetized.
What? No.
Like, they're not
but they're so
bad.
Fun.
Caca, crap, pee pee, and poop. They're all demonetized.
I'm so curious to see if this video gets demonetized. You know what we need to do? We need to name this the most friendly and happy title we can.
Yes.
like the most safe. We're just going to look up the safest words and title this video the safest words.
In the Nerd City video, the safe words they replaced it with were happy and friend. So we'll just like do that.
A happy friend podcast.
The happy friend
with
podcast.
Evan and Caitlin.
Please don't demonetize us.
Just don't demonetize us.
Okay, speaking of that. Demonetized, demonetization, and demonetize.
All of them bad.
No.
Oh, what? Okay, wait, let me guess which is the good one.
Okay.
Demonetize? Demonetized?
So are you asking for the three?
Yeah, again? What are the three?
Demonetized, past tense, demonetization, and demonetize, like present tense, not past
Demonetization tense. Is okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's like a news thing. That's
what
like
about
a normal
the other two?
Thing. Okay, the other two. What are the other two?
Demonetized and demonetize.
Demonetized is safer. Demonetized is definitely bad.
Yeah, you got it right. Demonetized is bad.
Yeah.
Demonetization and demonetize are good.
Yeah.
Because most people use demonetized as in like my videos are being demonetized.
And rants.
Well, and sometimes very justified rants.
Yeah.
Like
totally.
In the case of that channel you were talking about.
Yeah. But putting demonetized in your title demonetizes you again.
I know.
It's like a harsh system.
I know.
A harsh cycle. Whew.
Okay. Cemetery, abandoned.
Cemetery is bad, abandoned is safe.
Yeah, you're right. Dang it, you're pretty
good.
Because
you told me
that
thing.
I know, I kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
Okay. Wedgie, pants.
Wedgie is demonetized, pants are safe?
They're both demonetized.
Pants?
I know, pants.
What if we're making pants? Like cosplay pants?
Think about like Sophia's video. She's like, I wore clear pants for a day.
Clear pants. That's definitely demonetized.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I think she said clear jeans, so maybe she's okay.
I wonder
if that's why.
I wonder if she uploaded it. It got demonetized and she changed the title.
To clear jeans?
To clear jeans.
Maybe. Because I wonder, like, they're not... You can't really... Like, pants are generic enough that they can be made out of any material.
Yeah, because we always like we
haven't
heard,
actually watched that video yet of hers.
We heard a while ago that like uploading your video like a few days in advance is good for the algorithm to like inspect, and then like either give you a good yes or bad no.
And if it's a bad no, then you can try changing things.
And you can try changing things or appealing it or whatever before the video goes out to the public, because you don't want to launch a video, get all those views, and get not paid for like the job that you're working.
Or the bigger thing is. When you get demonetized, then you just don't get pushed.
Oh yeah, that too.
And
that
it
too, for sure.
Kills your video momentum.
Yeah. So.
Who knows?
That's also another reason why we want to stay ahead of our schedule. Okay, hit me.
Okay, these are all individual words. One of them was not on the list, but I had to do them all together. Package thief versus glitter bomb trap, and I'm referring to the Mark Rober video title where he did the glitter bomb.
Wait, all of those words.
Individually.
Package thief.
Verse. Glitter. Bomb. Trap.
What? Package. Thief. Verse. Glitter. Bomb. Trap.
I'll tell you, glitter was not on the list. All the others were.
I need to like, this sounds strange, but I need to write them down. Because I want to like look at them visually. Package. Thief.
Verse, glitter, bomb, trap.
Okay. I have predictions.
Okay.
Tell me, I'm just going to guess each word and you're going to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Bomb, bad.
Correct.
Trap, bad.
Incorrect. Trap's good.
Verse, okay.
It's good. Yep.
Thief, okay.
You're right.
Package, 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 package.
No, it's fine.
Oh, dang it. So it was just bomb.
Just bomb.
Just bomb.
Yeah, so it's like, were his other words... I bombed
at that.
You did okay. That was a good joke, though.
Thanks.
So it's like, were his other words okay enough? Or like, is he more whitelisted because he's such a prominent creator?
There is one interesting phenomenon that we went through. And it was a painful period of time. Mm-hmm. But after our propane cannon video, every single one of our videos for 8 or 10 videos got demonetized.
And they're all just normal DIY videos. I remember one was like, how to make a gallery wall.
Yeah, the gallery wall got demonetized, guys.
I don't know why that one stood up so much in my mind.
I was very indignant about that. It's like, we're hanging
pictures
on a wall, and we're just describing how to measure, guys.
We have the word hang. That's violent. How to hang a gallery
death.
Wall.
It's like a death thing. It's like thing.
Death. I don't know. I actually didn't look for that one on the list.
But I think that one thing that worked in our favor in a way is we kept on getting demonetized. We kept on sending it to a human reviewer who said, oh, no, this is okay, actually. I wonder if we got some like points on our side saying like, this channel has been
reviewed by a human X amount of times. X amount of times, and always been okay.
Maybe we have like a certain acceptance. Like if a channel has never been tested, YouTube doesn't know how trustworthy they are. But since we've been tested 10 times, maybe that like kind of shields us a little bit from the future.
We've never been demonetized on our main channel since.
Never since? 10 in a row? YouTube's like, let's stop wasting human time.
It's been about a year.
Wow. I'm so glad we don't need to do that as much.
It's been 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, almost 2 years. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Okay. I'm gonna do some
very more. Epic.
Very epic. Employ. Employed. Employees. Employee. Employed. Employer. Employers. Employment. What? One is different from the others. I'm not going to tell you which way it goes.
Okay.
But you don't have to guess all individually.
Do them slowly.
Employ. Employed. Employees. Employee. Employed. Employer. Employers. Employment. You should just guess one. You're never going
to employed.
Guess. And what is employed?
Is bad.
No. So they're all good except for employees, plural.
Wait. What?
I know.
Employees is the bad one.
Employees is the bad one.
I was thinking employed because it was like people angry or like something like that or like employee, I don't know. Employees.
Employees. I have no reason for this. I have no guess. Weird, right? There's so many other employee
like,
terms.
Like, what's the theory? I'm sure, I'm sure that there's conspiracy theories abounding all around the internet.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure.
Around all sorts of different terms on this list.
Speaking of which, conspiracy.
Conspiracy is context sensitive.
No, it's good.
Okay.
Weird, right? Because, I heard, word was, YouTube was cracking down on conspiracies, but, the word conspiracy is okay. Yeah.
Maybe they're doing it through other ways.
Maybe.
But maybe it's like, it depends on what the conspiracy is. So I still stand by, if it's moon landing.
Okay, how about this? Like that. Moon landing.
Demonetized.
Nope.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, even though that was an example of moon landing conspiracies. But you could have moon landing conspiracy and that could be your title and you'd be okay.
Demonetized.
Yeah.
What if it was fake moon landing?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look up the word fake. We could. Okay, I'll keep going.
And if you guys are interested and you want to brave this list, because as Caitlin mentioned,
there's scary words on there. There's a lot of words that I didn't even know, but I can only assume that they're bad.
There are scary words in there, but we will link the video where we got this list, the researchers who were involved.
We'll link Nerd City video because he has everything. Or do you want to just link everything individually in ours?
Let's do both.
Okay.
So please visit Nerd City to give him the view credit deserves, and everything. Yeah.
Super fascinating video.
Yeah. Just so that we're fully citing what we're talking about too. I feel like it'd be good due diligence.
So if you guys want to look at these. Okay. Relaxing. Relaxation.
Safe.
Relaxing is not safe.
relaxing.
Which is weird, right? Because think of all the like relaxing music to do homework to.
Relaxing explosive diarrhea satisfying. Satisfying, relaxing.
Explosive diarrhea conspiracy. Wait, no, conspiracy is okay. Dozens of explosive diarrheas.
Just like combine all of the worst words in this list to like make
dozens
the worst.
Pee-pee poop. Pee-pee poop pants. Shocking wedgie.
Oh, so good.
Okay, I'm going to give you three numbers.
As you guys might have realized by now, we have a childish sense of humor.
Okay, I'm going to give you three numbers. 666, 1337, a.k.a. LEET, and 420.
Oh, what? Okay, 666,
mm-hmm.
LEET, 420.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Do you want a hint?
No.
Okay.
I got it. Well, no, here, give me one hint. How many are demonetized?
One is demonetized.
One is demonetized. That's what I was going to guess. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty much right already.
Pretty much.
666, LEET.
And 420.
420?
Yeah, that was demonetized.
Because that's the most illegal by the law.
Oh, I guess so. I mean, LEET isn't bad. It's just...
It's like certain subcultures and stuff. None of the subculture LEET is bad necessarily. But I think that like the 420... I could see that because it deals with the law and YouTube is like really like, don't sue us.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Neat.
Munchies.
Demonetized.
Nope.
Really?
I know, right?
Because 420.
420 is monetized and munchies are not. Opposite. 420 is demonetized. Munchies are okay.
What?
I know, right?
Very inconsistent.
Very inconsistent, yeah. It's interesting. Okay. O.J. Simpson, Shrek, Jonas Brothers.
What? What?
Oh, gosh.
I need to fix that peaking. O.J. Simpson. Shrek. And what's the other one?
Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers, safe.
Yes.
Shrek, demonetized.
Did you say that only because you've seen the memes?
No.
Oh, yeah. Shrek is demonetized. There's like memes about... I don't know. Maybe, well, there was one meme. Maybe there's not plural. I saw one about Shrek being demonetized.
Okay. And then O.J. Simpson, demonetized.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. So
only Shrek but not O.J. Simpson. Not
OJ. I just throw Jonas Brothers in there as like a wild card. But yeah, weird, right?
Like maybe is it because they're all the Shrek memes?
Maybe it's because like...
Because Shrek is a very popular person in memes.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's it.
Huh.
Okay, this is an interesting one. Democrat, Republican.
What? Democrat safe, Republican demonetized?
Reverse.
What?
Democrats demonetized, Republicans safe.
What?
Is that what you would expect?
The conspiracy theories are going to go crazy with this.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
I just didn't.
That, like, you would think that they'd have to treat them equally.
Yeah.
Unless, like, I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy, right?
That's really weird. That's like, really weird.
Okay. Human.
Safe.
No.
What?
I know.
It's all those like horrible human Shrek videos that are being made.
What?
Oh, God. I was just trying to combine two words again.
Oh. Here, I'll do a couple more. Sympathy, anger.
Sympathy, bad. Anger safe.
Yeah.
I did that because if you're including those two, it's because it's opposite and it has to be opposite.
I know you get that one, but
I'm using so many criteria for guessing these.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's because I know you.
Yeah.
And I know the game you're trying to design.
Yeah. I know you get that one, but I still just think it's like crazy. Nosebleed.
Demonetized.
But it's not.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, because I thought because of William Mosman, he had a video where he had a nosebleed
and it got demonetized. Nose surgery,
and it got demonetized for showing blood or something like that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, oh, but it's safe. So I guess like the word is safe, but if you show a nosebleed, it gets demonetized because that's what happened to William.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Weird, right? Okay. Here's three, and I bring them up because they're all words that we have used in videos.
Okay.
Knife, knives, and quake.
Whoa.
Quake is in, like, the game on our gaming channel. Knife and knives have both been used on our main channel.
One must be demonetized.
Mm-hmm.
Knife is the more dangerous term. Knives is safer, and quake is safer.
Okay. You're kind of right. Knives is safe.
Yeah.
Knife is not. Quake is not.
Quake?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
it's context sensitive.
Is Fortnite monetized? Because it must be. Because so many Fortnite videos are being done.
I don't know. Well, I think, like, quake is also, like, a word. Like,
yeah.
Like, if someone does a cool resin project and someone leaves in the comments, Evan and Caitlin are quaking, you know? Or, like, when we do Hollow and they're like, Christine is quaking.
Or Earthquake. No, but that's not a standalone word.
Just call it a quake. I don't know.
Biggest quake ever.
But, yeah, like, so we have knife in our Damascus knife series, but I guess because we had enough other safe words, it was okay. It's interesting, right?
Who knows the workings of the black box, not us.
Yeah. Here's another interesting one. Lindsay with an A and Lindsay with an E.
What? And must be a news thing.
There were also like full celebrity names. So when it was a celebrity name,
yeah,
it included the person's full name.
Okay. That's so interesting. Okay, so this, I have no clue. I can't guess.
Yeah, Lindsay with an A is bad. Lindsay with an E is good.
I'm sorry if there's any of you Lindsays with an A listening.
We can't use your name in our titles. Okay, well, I think that might be a good place to end it. I went through most of my favorites.
That's so interesting. I'm just going to read through these and see if any of these other ones shock me.
I hit most of them.
Yeah, restaurants. Both of those.
I thought that those are weird, like, that they're demonetized because it's like so many restaurant and food related videos. Most of these I was able to hit. That might have been. Oh, here's a few that I didn't add in my list.
Yeah.
Naruto's okay.
Enjoyed, bra is bad.
Yeah, bra is bad. Enjoyed is bad. Example is bad. Extreme is bad. Gallon's bad. Gallon is bad.
Hack is bad.
Oh, yeah, what? I meant to put that
what?
One in there.
What?
Yeah, like life hack. Like if you do life hack, does it need to be life hack one word?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy. And I see there's also like memes and stuff in here, like and controversial things like Momo.
Yeah.
Because like Philip DeFranco talked about Momo and he said all of those videos got demonetized.
Mm-hmm. Or like Joker, there's a lot of news about the Joker right now.
Yeah.
Like the new Joker.
So Joker got demonetized?
Joker's demonetized.
Wow. Yeah, because like there's a lot of controversy going around on the Joker and how it's portraying mental health and how it's portraying.
So if you put Joker in mental health, you're screwed. Both of those are demonetized.
Oh my gosh.
That's so weird.
It is hard because, you know, a lot of people make content on YouTube as their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I understand that YouTube is in a tough place because, you know, if YouTube doesn't get control over these videos that are upsetting advertisers, everybody loses because all the advertisers are going to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to get AdSense. And then everybody loses. YouTube is going to shut down. And then what do we do?
Where do we go? Yeah.
Like, where's everyone going to go? All these content creators, all of this content will just poof, go away. Without YouTube? I don't know where it would go.
I think what would be nice is if YouTube had, like, a selection, like a council of YouTubers that it could talk to.
Yeah.
About these big decisions. Like, people that have been on the platform a long time, people of various sizes.
So there can be a compromise that we come to. Because YouTube's like, we need to do something to appease these advertisers. We were thinking this, this, and this. And YouTubers can say like, hey, what about this? You know, that'll make everyone happy or at least everyone less unhappy.
Or even with the whole thing with like the check mark. Like if they just had some YouTubers to run that pass, they would have saved a lot of hassle. Upsetness.
Yeah.
You know? But I feel like, and of course, the more people you have in the room when you're trying to make a decision, the longer decision takes to make, and time is money. And, you know, I understand there's not a perfect solution.
But I mean, like,
and
also rolling out a strategy and then rolling it back, that's a lot of wasted money,
that's
too.
That's a lot of wasted money, too, yeah.
You know?
And, like, I still feel bad for YouTube because,
I do feel bad for YouTube. And I appreciate them. I appreciate YouTube so much.
Yeah, YouTube lets us do what we're doing. But it's just interesting to try to think of, like, the different ways that it could be better, because there are definitely problems, and like I want it to get better.
Yeah, and I think that like,
I think it will.
I think that it will, because
I have faith in YouTube.
It kind of has to.
Yeah, it has to. Yeah, that's what I'm telling myself.
I just also don't think that YouTube's going to sit still, because they have been changing things.
Well, here's the thing. So, like, if you ask public opinion about YouTube, I feel like there's more negatives now than there were a few years ago.
Yeah,
I feel like the overall negative or opinion, public opinion of YouTube is more negative now. And if that, in the same way that advertisers don't want to be associated with content that is observed as being negative, if the public opinion of YouTube becomes negative enough, they may not want to associate with YouTube. So it's in YouTube's best interest for themselves and the advertisers to improve the public perception of themselves.
Yeah.
Wow. So it does kind of have to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Well, that's a hopeful and hopeful message.
Yeah, and we're running long.
So. And then, you know what? Next podcast, let's try to avoid in YouTube talk.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Let's take a YouTube break for a little
YouTube
bit.
YouTube break, yeah.
But for now, it's time for Thing of the Week. My Thing of the Week is what we're about to watch right now. Yes, it's 10:30 at night. Yes, we have other things to do. But you know what? Shane just released his new video in his the Beautiful Life, Beautiful World of Jeffree Star series. And that series is just fascinating.
It's so fascinating.
So good. There's so many interesting things about it.
Even if you're like, I don't really know who Shane Dawson is. I don't really know who Jeffree Star is. I'm not really interested in the beauty community. Watch it. It's just so fascinating to see this whole world. Like, it's a side of YouTube that we're so far away from. We're so disconnected from. But it's so fascinating.
But also,
it's
a very unique piece of content, I have to say. It's such a unique style. It's not a movie. It's not a TV show. It's not like a normal YouTube video.
It's kind of a documentary, but in like a YouTube style.
But in a YouTube style. And it's like so like, you're like raw and so like, it's so well cut together. The story is really well crafted, but at the same time,
an hour
is
going to go by fast too.
You can tell that they were just filming pretty much the whole time.
I can't imagine editing.
They must have had so much content, but they tied it all together to make mm-hmm. a good narrative. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a very interesting. I mean, like this sounds really weird to say, but like Shane Dawson is like doing YouTube on another level.
Yeah.
And I think that like there are YouTube classes out there. And I'm sure that Shane Dawson's evolution and his content and his switch to the style could be like something that people look at and study in these classes, which is mm-hmm. a weird thing to think about.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like when you said YouTube classes, like college classes?
Like college
stuff.
Classes yeah, on yeah. YouTube. Like, I'm sure that they could use Shane Dawson's evolution as a case study and analyze what it is that's creating this phenomenon.
I know. Yeah. It's just super interesting. If you watched his other like YouTube documentaries and you like those, you'll like this too, I think.
I mean, we've only watched episode one. We're about to watch episode two.
Yeah,
so one was good at least, but we're excited about two.
Yeah.
Caitlin, okay. What's your thing of the week?
My thing of the week, it's something that sadly just finally died after like 5 or 6 years, but I want to get another one immediately. It's a touch faucet in our kitchen. It was like one of the first and few like treat yourself things we did in the beginning when we first bought our house. We needed,
'cause they're more expensive.
Yeah, they're more expensive. We needed a new faucet, and I think we had like a Lowe's 10% off coupon. They obviously weren't sponsoring us at the time. And we were like, let's treat ourselves. Let's get a touch faucet. Because then you just touch it and it turns on and off. And we're so used to it. And we're so spoiled. If we go literally anywhere else, anyone else's house, we just keep tapping the faucet until we realize, oh, it's not a touch. We have to like turn on the handle. Ugh. And so ours has just been amazing. And it just recently, it didn't fully die. Like, I think we should plug the thing back in because it still works most of the time. We unplugged
but
it.
I think it's either a issue with a sensor. Basically, it's a capacitive touch sensor. And one thing that could have happened is like, you know, there could be buildup along the stem and like, it's not. Like it's always connected or it's never connecting or whatever, but there could be electrical problem or it could be the solenoid just isn't firing anymore, you know, because like
we touched it a lot, you know,
with a normal faucet, it's just all it is is just a valve. A valve that opens and closes. And that is a very simple thing. But when there's conductivity, and when there's solenoids and, seals and stuff, because it's not just a simple valve. There's a lot of components. So you're upgrading complexity.
It's so worth it.
I think it's worth
it. So good. So we're about to get another one because
if we can't fix this one, we're just going to get another one.
We're just going to get another one. So the one that we bought, and they're still making it. There's like a new version of it.
Nice.
The brand is Delta, and there's a few different lines.
H2O Sense?
I don't remember that, but there's a few different styles. We have the Ashton one.
Okay.
So if you just search like Delta, we'll put a link to it.
Yeah.
Delta Ashton. You can get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
So like,
we'll link both. You can get it locally or online, whatever works best for you guys.
Yeah.
Find the best price.
But it's
do
like,
your research.
It's like, I mean, it's a little expensive. It's like, it's more expensive now than it was before. It's like $300. I think we got it for two, but like, it's so
because like when your hands like
yeah,
if you're cooking chicken, you just can tap with your elbow, and then there you go.
Yeah, it's so nice.
I don't want to touch the faucet with my chicken hands.
Or even like this with is
my
silly.
Chicken fingers.
Like we have hard water. We don't have a water softener in our house, and so I don't like touching things with wet hands because I'm like, oh, it's gonna leave hard water marks. So like after I wash my hands. A normal person would like touch it with their elbows. I touch it with my nose. I just lean forward and I tap it like a bird. But like, it comes in handy all the time. And I find like it's easier to, turn the water off when you don't need it. I don't leave it running as much unnecessarily because it's so quick and easy to just tap it rather than like fully turn it off and on again.
And we just have it set at the perfect heat level, and we just never adjust it.
Yeah, we always have it at full heat.
pretty much full heat. Yeah.
Anyways.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for spending some of your time hanging out with us. We really appreciate that you guys prioritize us to make us part of your day. And, if you guys have any subjects that you might want us to cover in a future topic, we have the community tab. And if you just navigate over to our youtube.com/Evan and Caitlin podcast, hit that community tab. We have a thread there where you guys can suggest topics, upvote topics that you think might be interesting, and, just get involved. And, if we do answer one of your questions, maybe you can share it with a friend, or just share it with a friend anyways, because...
Just, we want to use
kiddings. Bye.
Bye.